1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is reportedly weighing whether to drop out of the presidential race. CBS's Major Garrett.
Based on all the reporting here at CBS News, it feels as if that presidential campaign could tip over at any time. Not immediately, but within the next 3 or 4 days. We still do not know.
Donald Trump will deliver a big speech tonight to close out the RNC in Milwaukee. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
While Donald Trump is going to take the stage, his supporters, they're hopeful, talking to lots of delegates here, that this kind of moment has the ability, if he can seize it, to reach out to those voters who may otherwise not have been inclined to him before.
Political commentator Lou Dobbs died today at 78.
The fascinating thing in all of this debate is that people talk about the United States as if we were a nation that is somehow anti-immigrant.
Dobbs spent decades at CNN and Fox News. And comedy legend Bob Newhart also died. He was 94. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican leaders are defending two fake electors who are part of Wisconsin's RNC delegation. There was a heated exchange between a reporter and state party chair Brian Schimming this morning.
Somebody knew what they were doing, so...
That's not my issue right now.
Schemed to overturn this vote.
Okay, but that's not our issue right now, and I will tell you, that's... First of all, don't yell at me.
Pam Travis, Bob Spindell, and 8 other fake electors publicly admitted Donald Trump asked them to try to overturn Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin in 2020. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, July 19th. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet at 7 p.m. at the Wood Town Hall in Pittsville. In Adams County, the ARPA workgroup will meet from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in Boardroom A230. The 58th Annual Wisconsin State Ski Show is taking place at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wasecha starting today. The individual events competition is taking place tonight, including swivel, doubles, team jump, swivel pairs, and freestyle jump. The team competitions take place Friday through Sunday. Our local team, the Aqua Skiers, will compete on Friday. Attendees in person can enjoy a variety of family-friendly and adult attractions with concessions, diverse vendors, a beer garden, and exclusive tournament apparel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic, the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical, the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week, a little more humid, and still a chance of storms. Right now it's 76.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're back in Milwaukee taking a look back at Trump's comments from the night before and what is ahead for Democrats. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Thursday night, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. How you doing, my friend? You shot under. I'm going to announce right away, Johnny. Today, under 100, but the temperature while you were golfing, Johnny, 106?
I mean, it gets getting up there. By the time I was done, it was in the high 90s, just breaking those triple digits. But, yeah, I did. I kept my score just under that, though. So, you know, not my best day, but it's always fun to get out with the fellas and you know, and crush the balls out there and then get back to business because there is so much going on. It's also fun to have Civic Media on the Bluetooth speaker app out on the course, you know. Busted Pencils, though, we're proud to be sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. Those folks are big time advocates for public education and are always making, you know, beer and hard work. They're putting hard work into building community and making that great beer. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. But speaking of, you know, lots of progressive things and having people on at Civic Media to listen to and to bring us all the information, a massive amount of information. I mean, you can't write this stuff, American politics right now. And then we have the Republican National Convention, as many of you listeners know, in Milwaukee, really close to the studio. So we have Jess in the studio. And today, as a guest with us, right, we have Tim. Why don't you introduce our first segment guest?
Hey, we got Todd Albaugh from Civic Media on site. Todd, what's happening down in Milwaukee, our friend?
Well, I miss you guys. Last time I saw you was at Minocqua Brewing at the pub at the tap house there in Madison. So, you know, I miss not having any Minocqua beer here. There's plenty of beer in the Panther Arena, home of the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee men's women's basketball team and the Admirals hockey team. I have not seen any Minocqua beer here yet. So we missed that.
Got to get it there. All right, Todd. So you have been on location for the Republican National Convention now every day, you know, and in the next 2 to 3 minutes, tell us everything that's happened. No, just messing around.
Sure.
I mean, we're coming into day three. There's been a lot going on, and tonight's a really big night. You know, this is the night where the former president will actually accept the nomination. Thoughts about what you've seen, though, since you've been there in the last 3 days, and what do we need to be looking for tonight?
Well, I would say this, and people who listen to our regular show on noon to two on Civic Media know this, but for your listeners who might not, I was a Republican for about 30 years. I started literally as a kid volunteering, worked on various campaigns for different elected officials. I left the Republican Party in 2011, largely over witnessing firsthand voter suppression bills that later I saw actually work, unfortunately, against somebody that I knew. So I left in 2011. It no longer represents who I am and my beliefs in large part. And as a friend of mine, Trigvi Olson, now at the Lincoln Project and also a former Republican, said yesterday, this convention this week is the total capitulation of the former Republican Party that was founded just up the road in Ripon, Wisconsin, to now the mega Trump Party, which has taken over this convention. That said, I'll tell you, I've never been to a national convention, been to a lot of state conventions, never to a national one. It feels very quote-unquote normal in that not the platform, not some of the words or a lot of the rhetoric, but just, you know, there's booze and there's food and there's people dressed up in elephant pants and you know, all the goofy stuff that happened at a convention. That part seems pretty normal. Lots of media here from all around the world. You know, it's kind of a buzz, excitement. After the assassination attempt on former President Trump on Saturday, I will tell you that has done nothing but solidify the unity of the people here and the delegates. Maybe not representing all Republicans across the country, but at least for these hardcore delegates, they are locked, they are in sync, they are behind the Trump and now Vance ticket. In terms of the rhetoric, what J.D. Vance said last night and some of the things in the platform, this is a very different part. There were placards on the floor last night on the convention that said, deportations now, mass deportations now. And this is a party that has wrapped itself now into a theology. I mean, it's surreal. It's Orwellian. You have, you know, kind of these Christian band praise singers out on the corner and people waving their hands in religious types of overtones, shirts that say, I support Trump and Jesus. And they have now nominated a 40-time convicted felon, a guy who is found liable of sexual assault, i.e. rape in legal terms, anything but a walking, talking Christian. And to top it off, guys, tonight, Franklin Graham, the son of the former televangelist, great Christian Billy Graham, going to be here. His son, Franklin, is going to literally and figuratively anoint Donald Trump. And on the same stage introducing Trump, Dana White of the UFC Fight Club Federation. I mean, it is Orwellian. It is surreal here in Milwaukee.
Jeez, Todd. You're describing something that would almost sound like the WWE was putting together for WrestleMania, the way we put that
right
out there.
And Hulk, I didn't even get to. Hulk Hogan's going to be here tonight. Of course, in 2007, there was a little dust-up because he got caught on a camera using the N-word. And, you know, as it turns out, black people didn't really take kindly to that. And, again, but no big deal. He can still introduce Trump here at the Republican National Convention.
Well, okay, so Todd, it is not your Republican Party that you were a part of, for sure. What, though, I mean, and I, what I've seen then, and for you to be there on the ground witnessing this, you confirmed what comes across, too, is there is a unity there that is really coming across. You say, you know, don't agree with it. It seems, you know, crazy in some ways. It seems off-kiltered. It doesn't seem to make any type of sense. Mm-hmm. But that message then, too, you're confirming there is a real sense of going like, we got this.
Oh, absolutely. Not only do they believe they've got it, they expect to win. And I think it sets up, in all seriousness, some danger here. And my friend and, you know, sometimes co-host Trivi Olson of the Lincoln Project, he worked on presidential campaigns for John McCain, for Mitt Romney, and others before he left the Republican Party during the Trump era. And, you know, what he has said is, again, it's just a capitulation of the Republican Party to Donald Trump. But these things are just not normal. This is not the old Republican Party of certainly not Eisenhower or Reagan or even Tommy Thompson or even George W. Bush. This is, I mean, Dick Cheney. Think of this, guys. Dick Cheney is not here. George W. Bush is not here. Paul Ryan is not here. My God, Mike Pence, the former vice president of Trump, is not here. You want to know why? Because this guy, Trump and J.D. Vance, is a bridge too far for even them to put that into context. This is how off the rails this party has gone.
Think about that, too, when you say, you know, Dick Cheney, and I remember those, too, during the Bush years. You like, that was the epitome of evil, in a sense, was
for some,
know,
yes.
Yeah, you know, right. And the fact now that you're going like, sorry, you know, Dick Cheney feels this is too extreme for him.
He has denounced Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I mean, Absolutely. Not just saying he wasn't going to vote for him, denounced him. Paul Ryan, one of Wisconsin's Republican favorite sons, former Speaker of the House and Congressman, has said that Donald Trump does not have the character to be President of the United States, and he's denounced him. So, and in terms of something I think that you guys, or I know you guys, are near and dear to you, you know, my maternal grandmother was the first woman to serve as a dean of University of Wisconsin School at UW-Richland. My parents are educators. My mom, my dad, my stepmom, my sister and brother-in-law, all, I come from a family of educators. I'm the only goofball that didn't go into education. let me give you the time here, the amount of time in this show that public education has been talked about at the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. That should about do it. It has not been talked about at all. There's been no mention of it. There's been, if anything, you get kind of, you know, glib things being said here and there that we have to, you know, make sure that we're standing up for religious values and teaching our kids, putting the Ten Commandments and the Bible, you know, into classrooms. You guys know better than anybody that is not the intent of public education, and public education in Wisconsin, of course, are our communities.
Well, Todd, the way you say that, though, too, it's really not surprising because, you know, erasing public education is the platform that I see of this current Republican Party. And so, you know, in a sense, what you're saying, talking about prayer, talking about Bibles, talking about all those things, that is kind of a way of saying, hey, public education, we've got you on the ropes from our side. We're looking to take you out 100% here, Project 2025. Todd, so you want to jump in there?
Well, I was going to say, I think you nailed it. And I think this is really important. This is why Busted Pencils is such an important program, is because, and again, I like to say this, Trigby likes to say this, Democrats are great at building policy. Republicans are great at building narrative. And the narrative that has been put out there is that, hey, those are your tax dollars that are going to public schools because your kid gets appropriated X amount of dollars. Those are your tax dollars, and you should be able to take them anywhere you want. If you want to take them to a private school or religious school, that is your right. And what people don't, of course, understand is the special needs kids that public schools have to take and should take, and that costs money. They don't understand what, if you have a classroom in an AP course in a rural school district, that if you have 8 kids in that class or 25 kids, you still have to have an educator with benefits. And if you have 10 kids, like at the Kickapoo School District in southwest Wisconsin, they just had a meeting about this, you take 10 kids out, that's $150,000, $200,000 out of your annual budget.
Mm. Todd Alba, man, dropping some public education wisdom on us, Johnny Lupinacci. Todd, oh, yeah. One more night there, Todd. Johnny, jump in.
Well, no, I just love it. I love the update from the front line. Yeah. Loved listening to the coverage all this week, Todd, and enjoy the last day. I know it's a little weird to say enjoy the Republican National Convention, but what important role and duty you're doing to bring us that information from the front lines. And just appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Well, appreciate what you guys are doing, too. It's a great program, and we got to keep fighting for public education.
Yeah, we do. Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. Todd Alba on the ground right there. RNC, Milwaukee. Todd, have a great night. When we come back, too, we talked about really special guests coming up. Yeah, the American Federation of Teachers. Randy Weingarten will be joining us when we come back. Busted Pencils, tune in. See you in a minute.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Yeah, go ahead. Bang your head. Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Thank you, Todd Allball, for joining us in the first part of Busted Pencils, bringing it from the Republican National Convention. But, Johnny, man, we got to jump right in. We have an incredible guest. We have the honor of speaking with Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers. Under Randy, his leadership, the AFT, has been at the forefront of advocating for public education, social justice, and the rights of educators. Welcome to Busted Pencils, Randy Weingarten. Randy, how are you doing?
Thank you, Tim. I'm doing better after being with you and with Todd for the last few minutes. You know, despair, let me just say this, despair is not a strategy. So, and you can imagine, think about any school teacher who you said, you just, you know, in front of a class of kids and somebody says, oh, everything is bad. So what is the school teacher going to do? Tell everyone in the class, oh, everything is bad. Drop your pencils, break your pencils, just put your head down and cry. That's not what school teachers do. Like, you just figure out where you are. You meet people where they are and you try to create a future that we believe in. So that's what we're trying to do.
Loving that too. The future, truly, when we say, you know, and public education. So Randy, you know, every night Johnny and I are on the show talking about public education, the foundation of American democracy.
Right. By the way, I wanna have one of those beers with you one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Absolutely.
Yep, sure. For sure.
Anyway,
we're gonna bring No. It's super
to interrupt.
Actually, you can interrupt anytime. But Randy, when you hear public education, the foundation of democracy, and then you do see what's going on in Milwaukee, how does the American Federation of Teachers jump in and say, mm-hmm. we got this? As you just said, we've got this. We're not going to put our heads down. It's not despair. All right, American Federation of Teachers, encourage us, enliven us, Randy. Okay.
So number one, I'm going to say something that many of your listeners or viewers don't even know, which is that I feel like we are in this Dickens moment, best of times, worst of times. We have been, our obituary as a union movement and as public education, Tim, how many times has it been written? Mm-hmm. How many times have, oh, no, you know, it's done. Oh, the scores are not. Oh, COVID. This is the thing. Most parents in America understand that public schools are the place that their kids can get opportunity, that their kids can actually learn how to navigate life, that their kids can learn a bit about critical thinking and communication and how to actually have a little bit of joy. How to figure out how to deal with obstacles. And so the instinct, left to its own devices, Republicans, Democrats, independents want and need public education for their kids. And so it is about opportunity, it is about democracy, and it is about pluralism. Mm-hmm. Because the more kids actually see each other for who they are, what a shock. They actually like each other. There's actually understanding. There's actually tolerance. So I think what is happening now is that it's this fight between fear and hope. It's this fight between anger and aspiration. And what you're seeing at the Republican convention is that the power there, which is basically the corporations, the neoliberals, the Heritage Foundation, all looking to try to get others to actually follow them, and a whole bunch of evangelicals as well. They want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy as we, you know.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters baseball is on the air. Q Thin Lizzy, the boys, are back in town from historic Winter Field. We have returned from the great state of Michigan for the beginning of this home-and-home series between your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Some more Rafter baseball for you. It's a whiteout here at Winter Field this evening. A new hype video up on our right field video board right now. Being able to watch some of the new calls that we have for the fellas coming off a 2-2 Michigan trip, 2 in Kalamazoo, 2 in Battle Creek this past 4 days. We look at last night's game, the fifth time the Rafters have been shut out this season. 8-0 the final score from MCCU Field against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. 8 runs on 12 hits, no errors, and 6 left on the bases from Battle Creek. No runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 4 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. There were no runs until the home half of the sixth inning in last night's ball game. 4 put up on Rafter relief pitcher Evan Palmer. 3 more put up in the seventh off Palmer, and then 1 in the 8th inning off Kyle Bender. Kenji Polaris got the start last night for Wisconsin Rapids. 5 innings of shutout ball for the California State Northridge product in his 3rd start with the team and his 1st start away from Winter Field. Kenji allowed 3 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 5 on 62 pitches. Then mentioned Evan Palmer, an inning at 2/3. 8 hits allowed, 7 runs all earned. He walked 1 and struck out 1 on 53 pitches. And then Kyle Bender's inning in a 3rd in which he allowed a run on a hit. He walked 1 and struck out 3 on 28 pitches. The Rafters 5 hits. They did get another multi-hit game though from Aiden Teal. Through 19 games in the Northwoods League this summer, the Mahwah, New Jersey native and Virginia Cavalier is hitting an astounding .397. Make it 7 consecutive multi-hit games for Teal up to this point. He'll look to extend that again tonight with him being a part of the Rafter order. We're still going to go through a little bit more of last night's game, Rafter fans, but you can promise you Teal is in the lineup here tonight, and you'll get both 1 through 9s and the starting pitchers post-anthem right before first pitch here this evening. Cameron Haviland got the ball for Battle Creek last night, the right-hander in his final start at MCCU Field, went 7 2/3 innings, 5 hits allowed, no runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts on 111 pitches. Michael Adari, a native out of the Chicagoland area, no hits, no runs in the final inning. In a third, he did not walk a Raptor, and he struck out 2 on 19 pitches. You look at the Raptors leaving a handful on in last night's ball game. The opportunities were just never there. It was the right-hander Haviland's ball game through and through. It was the final matchup for the Raptors against Battle Creek this season. They won the first 3. They dropped last night. They split in Kalamazoo, a tough loss Sunday. Able to come back, get a 7-6 win from Homer Stryker Field on Monday. The Growlers will come here to start August on the 1st and 2nd. The whiteout uniforms, we'll talk more about those as well, courtesy of Mid-State Technical College, when we roll right along here from historic Winter Field. We will get the pitching matchups and your 1 through 9s to follow the national anthem right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Let's get after it, Raptors baseball. Back with you here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio. Matthew Hurd ready to rock and ride on the hill. The Raptor right-hander getting the nod here to begin this home-and-home series against the Wausau Woodchucks. Andy Achmier, voice of the Raptors, returning to you here on WFHR. Let's go through who's behind Hurd defensively tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Walker Buchanan in left, Aiden Teal in center, Chris Arroyo in right. It's a Virginia Cavalier outfield. Behind the North Georgia right-hander this evening, on the infield, it's Jorge Degadia at third and Tracer Lopez at short on the left side. Trotter Boston at second, Max McGuire at first on the right side. Off to the side today is the DH for the Raptors, Landon Gaz, Cashel Duggar. Behind the plate, throwing down the signals for Hurd on the bump. Isaac Webb will lead things off in left field. The right-handed hitting Woodchuck will step into the box to begin this ball game. Webb from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi awaiting the first delivery of the ball game from Hurd, and we are underway in Rapids. First pitch swinging as Webb chops this foul down the third baseline. Eddie and Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman out of the two spot, is on deck. A couple lefties in the 3-4 holes. That's the center fielder Max Galvin and the catcher Bryce Hubbard. The 0-1. This one foul tip in and out of the glove of Duggar. Count now 0-2. Vance Sheehan, the shortstop, will hit fifth. Austin Deering out in right will bat sixth. Bottom third for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks are as follows. Luke Pemberton at first. Jonas St. Antoine as the DH and Samuel Fisher at third base. This is Hurd's 10th outing this season. His third start for the Raptors brings a 2-2 record to the table tonight. The 0-2 home, that one misses up and into Webb. Count now a ball and two strikes. 21 innings pitched for Hurd this season, a 3 ERA on the nose and a 105 whip through 9 outings. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Webb down on strikes to begin this ballgame. If you remember, Hurd last threw here against the Lakeshore Chinooks 6 days ago, Friday, July 12th. And in that ballgame, for the right-hander, Hurd struck out the first 5 hitters he faced, and he set down the first 9 in order. The Eddie and Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman from the left side here. First pitch home from Hurd. Foul tip into the glove of Duggar. Good start here on Espinal. Hurd ended up going 5 scoreless against the Chinooks last Friday. He allowed 2 hits, did not walk a Lakeshore hitter, and struck out 7 of the 16 he faced. A 1 tap back foul by Espinal. Quickly nothing in 2 here on the Florida native from Chipola College. The Caleb White on the rubber when we get to the home half of the first. We'll go through the Woodchucks defensively and the Raptors 1-9 when we get there as well. Hurd's 0-2, missing up and in, nearly hitting Espinal, gets out of the way of that one. Looking at Espinal, playing in his 13th game of the season, went 3-for-4 in game 2 of the doubleheader against Madison yesterday as the 1-2 delivery misses out in the right-handed batter's box. 2 doubles and a triple for Espinal. Somehow managed to not drive in a run, though, in that 6-2 loss to the Mallards for at home. 2-2 off-speed, fouled straight back by Edian once again. On the season, a .447 hitter, 17 hits in his first 38 at-bats. He has an OPS over 1,300, slugging over 700, and has an on-base percentage of .604. Next 2-2 from Hurd popped up in the air, right side of the infield. That's Max McGuire, the Raptor first baseman, calling everyone off, charging in to make the grab. 2 up, 2 down. Here in the first inning for Hurd. Max Galvin, a left-handed hitting bat out of the Wausau lineup that has seen Rafter pitching extremely well this season. Entering today, 15 second-half games for the Woodchucks, 12 wins, 3 losses. The Rafters at 8-7. They're 4 back of the first-place Chucks as a first-pitch breaking ball from Hurd is in there for a called strike. Overall in the season, Wausau, top of the pack in the Great Lakes West at 38 wins and 11 losses. Rapids in third at 23-25, 14.5 games separating the two teams. The 1-1 to Galvin, a breaking ball, swung on and missed. Hurd ahead here at a ball and two strikes. Hurd working at a quick base on that third base side of the rubber and already hopping back on, ready to throw the 1-2, so Galvin has to call time. Only thing I will say about the Rafters order tonight before it's fully previewed in the home half of the first, 5 left-handed bats for Kirk Schreider to 4 right-handed bats. 1-2 2 strikes the count, nobody on the bases, 2 away, top one, the payoff from Hurd. Swing and a miss, got him down in the dirt. Couple of punch-outs here for Matt Hurd in the top of the first, just like a week ago Friday. Works a 1-2-3 inning, and we head to the home half. The Rafters 1-9 to be introduced next against Caleb White on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Caleb White's first pitch here tonight to Aiden Teal of your Rafters misses outside for ball one. Bottom of the first inning, Witter Field, WFHR, your home for all 70 games this summer. Teal swinging away at the 1-0. That one ends up in the glove of the catcher, Bryce Hubbard. White out here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR, as always, here in the Widowfield press box. 1-1, this one lined foul down the third baseline and onto the concourse. All white uniforms for the Rafters. These are obviously one of 4 specialty uniforms the team is donning this season. Count 1-2 on Teal, the Mahwah, New Jersey native, looking for 8 straight multi-hit games as this one misses outside. Mentioned it in the pregame show, 19 games so far for Teal in Wisconsin Rapids. A 397 batting average, 29 hits in 73 at-bats. The 2-2. This one missing outside from the 6'8 right-hander, Caleb White. Count of 3-2. Jorge Degatti on deck for the Rafters. He's playing third base. Rounding out the top three is the right fielder, Chris Arroyo. Out of the windup, White rocks and fires the 3-2. Teal swinging away, fouls it right down the third base side. 4-5-6 for the Rafters. Max McGuire, Trotter Boston, and Walker Buchanan. 7-8-9, Landon Gaz, Cashel Duggar, and Tracer Lopez. Another 3-2 here from White to Teal. This one on the inside corner got him looking. Teal down on strikes to begin the ball game offensively for Wisconsin Rapids. Caleb White, similar to Matt Hurd on the hill tonight for the Rafters, throwing in his 10th game of the season. A 3-0 record in 9 outings for White, 23 innings pitched. He brings a 6.65 ERA and a 1.83 whip to the table tonight. He last threw 4 innings at Fond du Lac 6 days ago from Hare Baker Field on July 12th. He allowed 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 total. The first pitch to Jorge Degatti, a breaking ball missing outside for ball one. 4 walks and 2 strikeouts for White. 23 batters faced in his last outing. The 1-0 fastball to Degatti misses high. Count now 2 balls and no strikes. White threw against the Rafters in that 6-3 win back on June 20th. That was the nightcap of the doubleheader at Athletic Park. 2-0 fastball to Degatti right in there for a called strike. Our umpires this evening, that's Brent Mile, the crew chief behind home plate. Tyler Mellop down the first baseline. Nick Pudlow down the third baseline. The 2-1 delivery in on the hands. Weak dribbler on the right side of the infield. Glove by the first baseman Pemberton covering the bag. Caleb White, he's safe. First base umpire Tyler Mellop saying White was off the bag. It's an infield single for Jorge Degatti with one out here in the first inning. Defensively behind Caleb White, it's Isaac Webb in left, Max Galvin in center, Austin Deering in right field. Samuel Fisher's at third base. Vance Sheehan is the shortstop. Eddie Espinal at second. As mentioned, Luke Pemberton playing first. Bryce Hubbard to catch. For the right-hander on the mound, Caleb White. And Corey Thompson's out of the Wausau dugout. He's asking our umpire and crew here this evening to have a quick chat about what just happened. While they're talking over potential review of the call, Raptor fans want to remind you that your place to stay this summer when coming to watch the team in the home stretch through the rest of the second half from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Extensive talk from the umpires, and after the review, call stands on the field. Degatti safe, an infield knock. Actually, they're going to call it an air out on the field. Just as I called it an infield hit, that what I thought would be called. Instead, it is going to go down as an ear on the first baseman, Pemberton. First pitch swinging away is Arroyo. Right through that one, though, into the glove of Hubbard. Leading off first, Degatti being held on by Pemberton. The next delivery to Arroyo fouled straight back. Chris, an evening ago, also out of the 3 spot for the Rafters, played left field at MCCU Field. Went 1-for-4, had a single with one out in the first inning. Other than that, a ground out and a couple of flyouts to the outfield. Quick 0-2 count here on Arroyo. White set out of the stretch, the payoff. Trying to catch the outside corner on that breaking ball, but it misses for ball one. McGuire on deck, then it's Trotter, Boston. Rafters looking to strike first here in the whiteout night at Witter Field. 1-2 pitch missing out again on Arroyo. Count evening 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Virginia commit. Arroyo from Coral Springs playing in his 12th game of the season with the Rafters. White paws the 2-2. In on the hands, Arroyo rips this one into right field on a line. Coming in, Deering makes the grab. The throw to first, trying to get Degatti off the bag. Gets under the glove of Luke Pemberton. Jorge catching a break there. He was hung up between first and second base. Could have been an inning-ending 9-3 double play. Instead, it's 2 outs with a runner on first. Max McGuire joined the team yesterday in Battle Creek, missed the first 3 games of the Michigan trip, but came in ready to roll against the Battle Jacks an evening ago. Unfortunately, out of the cleanup spot, went 0-for-4, looking to get right here at Witter Field. Last time the Rafters played here was Friday night, had a postponement on Saturday against the Chinooks. First pitch breaking ball, McGuire swinging away, fly ball into center field, Max Galvin jogging underneath to make the catch and retire the side. Rafters get a runner on after Jorge Degatti reaches on an error with one out, but they leave him on the bases. Through an inning of play here at Witter Field, nothing-nothing to score. 4-5-6, due up for Wausau against Matt Hurd when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does, with early diagnosis and a few healthy changes.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top two here in Rapids. The first pitch of the inning from Matt Hurd to the left-handed hitting catcher Bryce Hubbard is in there for a called strike. Rats and Chucks, the first of this home-and-home between the Great Lakes West foes here in the middle of July. A one delivery, another breaking ball from Hurd. In these first couple innings, that one plops right in there for a called strike. Fast pace for the Monroe, Georgia native, already ready with the 0-2 delivery. This is low and away. Andy Ockham back here in the Winterfield press box, thanking you as always for hanging out with us on this Thursday evening for more Raptor baseball. The 1-2, and on the hands, Hubbard pops this one foul. That'll clear the grandstands right behind us, and another 1-2 delivery coming home to the Woodchuck catcher. In the second game of the doubleheader between these two teams a week ago, Thursday here at Winterfield, Hubbard hit his fifth home run of the season. 1-2 pitch, turns on this breaking ball, shoots it in the air down the right field line, but it's in foul territory beyond the Woodchuck bullpen. Rafters got a runner on in the first, Jorge Degatti reaching on an error from the first baseman Luke Pemberton, but he was left on the bases. Hurd's 1-2. This one misses out in the right-handed batter's box, count evens here on Hubbard. Vance Sheehan, the shortstop, is on deck. Austin Deering, the right fielder, will follow. The 2-2. This one bounced inside on a breaking ball, nearly hitting Hubbard. A full count worked for Bryce here in his first at-bat of the evening. Hurd punched out a couple back in the first. Isaac Webb and Max Galvin. Part of a 1-2-3 frame for the right-hander. The 3-2. This one ripped foul just to the left of our press box up here. Another full count coming in this battle between Hurd and the Woodchuck cleanup hitter to begin this second inning. Beautiful night for baseball here at Winterfield. The sun is a-shining, not like what we had the last time we were at Winter just about a week ago. 3-2 pitch, two hopped on the ground to second. Trotter Boston will gobble it up and throw to first base in time. One up, one down for Hurd, four up, four down. Thus far, a lot of deja vu between Hurd's last start a week ago. It was a rainout Saturday night against the Lakeshore Chinooks prior to the team leaving for Michigan on Sunday. Worst storms we've had here in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Vance Sheehan made his Northwoods League and Woodchuck debut a couple of Sundays ago against these Rafters. Hurd was on the mound for that game. First pitch breaking ball to Sheehan, misses up for ball one. Went 3-for-3 in his first three Northwoods League at-bats in that 20-3 win over Rapids. Count 2-0 now. That one bounces in the dirt out of the hand of Hurd. Bird retired the first nine he faced against Lakeshore 6 days ago as the 2-0 pitch deposited into center field. It's going to dunk down in front of Aiden Teal for a base hit. Since joining the Northwoods League and the Woodchucks, Vance Sheehan continues to see Rafter pitching well. That's a one-out single here in the first. Austin Deering from Florida International, the redshirt junior, now playing in his ninth game of the summer, a second-half addition for Wausau, 5-for-25, a 200 hitter on the nose to begin his tenure with the Woodchucks this summer. Bird set out of the stretch, 10 on the pitch clock. The first delivery home to Deering misses upstairs. Deering brings a 5.55 OPS into play tonight. Three plate appearances yesterday in the 3-0 win over Madison. That was a no-hitter thrown by the Woodchucks and Grant Siegel. 2 7-inning games from Athletic Park yesterday. So this one misses down in the dirt count. 2 balls and no strikes on the left-handed hitting Deering. Austin drew a couple of walks. Went 0-for-1. He went 1-for-5 at home against Green Bay in the 12-4 win on the 15th and scored a run. 2-0 the count, 6 on the pitch clock. Hurd will have to wait on this delivery. He picks off over to first to give a look over to Sheehan. Have a lot to talk about in the Northwoods League scoreboard here tonight. Didn't really get to go over a lot of the scoreboard during our Michigan trip the last 4 days. The 2-0 from Hurd. That one, a fastball just missing low and inside. Count 3 balls and no strikes now on Deering. That's because I had my good friend Colin Kapoor with me on the Michigan trip, 2 in Kalamazoo, 2 in Battle Creek. Him and I had a great time on the broadcast, and he brought a lot of flavor to the broadcast and helped out. And we didn't have to talk a lot about the Northwoods League scoreboard because we had a lot to talk about what was going on right in front of us as the 3-0 fastball in there for a called strike, keeping the bat on his shoulder the whole time was Deering. A lot of good split stats. Cullen came prepared with his research. He's to the left of me now, back on the TV side for the Rafters, and it was a joy to have him on WFHR the last 4 days. Another pickoff move here in this battle prior to the 3-1 pitch from Hurd to Deering. Pemberton, the first baseman on deck, Jonas St. Antoine, this evening's DH for Corey Thompson in the hole. The 3-1 delivery home from Matt Hurd. This one hit in the air, left field, Buchanan chasing back at the track, at the wall. It's an opposite field home run for Austin Deering. It is Deering's first home run in the Northwoods League and of the season. Woodchuck strike first tonight in the top of the second inning. It is 2-0 Wausau. Crickets here at Witter Field as Austin Deering leaves the yard. Those are RBIs number 6 and 7 on the campaign for the Hurricane West Virginia native. You look at the Rafters versus the Woodchucks on the entire season in general. They play each other 8 times this month, 4 times a month ago. This is the 5th time the teams meet here in July. First pitch to Luke Pemberton misses up and away for ball 1. Matchup number 9 right here. Through 8 games, the Rafters are just 1-7 against the Woodchucks. The 1-0 pitch to Pemberton misses high. The 1 win against Wausau came in the day cap of the doubleheader back on Thursday, June 20th from Athletic Park. The Rafters, a dominant win, 15-3, the final score. Zach Boss went 6 shutout in that ballgame. The 2-0 to Pemberton, fastball hit on the ground, in the hole to short. Lopez backhands, throws from his backside. That is in time. Tracer Lopez take a bow. What a play from the Texas Tech Red Raider for the first out of this inning. Make it 2 down on that nice play by Lopez. It'll bring up Jonas St. Antoine. 343 feet was that home run off the bat of Deering, 92 on the exit velocity. 2 down, nobody aboard for Jonas St. Antoine. Out of the University of Pittsburgh, playing in his 24th game of the season. First pitch to St. Antoine, fouled back. Won the count after St. Antoine fouls away that first delivery, swinging away, rolls over the 0-1 to the right side. Boston gloves, caroms all in one motion to throw to first in time and retire the side. Wausau strikes first this evening, sending 5 to the plate here in the second. It's a 2-run blast for Austin Deering. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, none left on for the Woodchucks. We head to the home half of the second inning. 5-6-7, Boston Buchanan and Gaz do up for Wisconsin Rapids against Caleb White right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.